A True Report, a depiction of events in history, hosted by Peter Shorenstein. Welcome to the Best of Wednesday. Every Wednesday, you can listen to a second playing of episodes that I especially enjoyed. They go back a few years, but hey, it's history, so they're not outdated. Of course, every Sunday, you can still listen to a new episode, but right now, here's a favorite from the past. Today, another amazing tale of historical events, all true, and for the most part, unknown. I was all set to record a new podcast this morning. Had a great subject all set to go. And then I saw it in today's New York Times. Mr. Thomas died. If ever there was a living legend, it was Mr. Thomas. He was born in Shreveport, Louisiana, some 95 years ago. He attended Southern University in Baton Rouge. Before he could graduate, he was drafted during World War II. He served in the Normandy invasion and the Battle of the Bulge. After the war, he worked for the Postal Service, but while passing through Houston, he noticed a piece of paper on the floor of the bus. It was an application for employment in the Houston Police Force. Well, in April of 1948, Thomas graduated from the new police academy, their first class. Most remarkable, since Mr. Thomas was Edward Thomas, one of the first African-American policemen in Houston, and at the time of graduation, the only African-American on the force, as the two previous ones were forced to quit. As you can imagine, he was subject to some very tough ridicule, and the most dangerous of conditions. He would not get a patrol car, but was required to walk a beat, and if he needed assistance, well, he was on his own. No white officer would come to his aid. He couldn't even associate with white officers, couldn't go to roll calls, couldn't eat in the cafeteria, and was to fear for his life every day as he walked solo through some dangerous neighborhoods. He was not allowed to arrest a white person. If he was to make an arrest, he would take the prisoner on the bus to the police station, but he finally was to get a patrol car. The sergeant who handed him the keys said, "If the car was damaged, just leave it and don't bother coming back." So in order to safeguard the car, he was to drive to his beat. Then he got out and continued his usual foot patrol. He only had one blemish on his 63-year record. That's right, 63 years on the force, right up to 2011, when he was to retire. He had manned the security desk at police headquarters through his 80s and 90s. The blemish I mentioned was the result of his assisting a meter maid. She had been harassed by some construction workers and asked Thomas to escort her. He was fined a day's pay. He was to endure contempt not only from his fellow officers, but from the very community he was to serve. But before there was the modern policy of community policing, he was to build many relationships as he walked the beat. He would depend on the black community for assistance if he got into a fight while making an arrest. He had no one else to call, as the white policemen wouldn't come, so he was to earn their trust. He would often say, "If there isn't a first African-American to open the door, there can't be a second." He felt if he could only endure the challenges, then the next African-American might think, "Maybe I can do it." Today, about one-fifth of the Houston Police Department is black. Thomas was to lead by example, leading a very, very private life. He was to avoid publicity and never would criticize the department, though he would never eat in the cafeteria. "They wouldn't let me in before, and I don't want to eat there now." Next week, another amazing story from the past. To be sure to get this and all future podcasts, please subscribe to A True Report. All you need to do is go to the iTunes store and search for A True Report. When it's displayed, just hit subscribe. There's no cost involved, but you'll hear some interesting stories. I'm Peter Shorenstein, and if you like, we'll do this again next week. Until then, never stop asking questions.